Welcome back, everyone, to Lobo Stadium. For the first time since 2019, we've got Coach King up here with us after a Lobo win. Coach, I know you were ready to get back out there tonight after the game last week, but there was a lot of things that did improve. You only scored 14 points, but a lot of things did improve, especially turnovers and snaps.
Yeah, first of all, I'd say that our defense was very impressive tonight. I mean, we gave up a few big plays, but we held them scoreless and, you know, did a good job most of the night there. And our punt team was pretty impressive tonight. The snaps and the punts were able to flip field. We got enough reps at it, you know. We got to find a way not to punt quite so much. But we did get better in some areas, you know, and still a lot of room to improve in others. So, young football team, we just got to take the positives and build on them and continue to weed out the mistakes. But we'll take a win. I mean, it's the first one of 2021, and, you know, we finally got a notch in our gun a little bit. So we'll see what next week brings. But like I told them, the loss or the win, you're going to have to flush it in 24 hours. We've got to get ready to play next week.
We've been playing a lot of people on both sides of the ball. I think maybe some of that is you're just trying to figure out who's going to be the best players, because I think we've played more people in the first two games than is normal for us.
We sure have. You know, a lot of that tonight was the heat. You know, last Saturday we were in air conditioning. It really didn't hurt us as much. It was hot tonight, you know, and they burned some juice, but we didn't cramp up. We didn't lose anybody to the heat, you know, and we tried to roll guys in there and keep them fresh, and we were able to do so with, I guess, the exception of the offensive line. I mean, everybody else, I mean, I guess we played six, seven guys in the offensive line. We rolled a bunch of people in other spots. So, you know, that's going to give you game experience and, you know, get kids involved and see who gives you the best chance to win.
You had several three different fullbacks in there. You had two different tailbacks, two quarterbacks, lots of receivers. Everybody got a look tonight.
Yeah, they did. We played a ton of kids on defense. I think we probably played six or eight defensive linemen, depending on what package we were in, and then rolled some linebackers and safety guys in there. So there was quite a few kids that played.
Defense did make a lot of plays. Put a lot of pressure on their quarterback. He's a young quarterback, and he struggled tonight. But most of the time when he tried to throw, there was somebody in his face if they weren't dragging him down already.
Yeah, I mean, they had a good plan. They were going to max protect it, and they did a good job protecting him. Those two receivers are a handful. They're two talented kids. And, you know, they were just playing a two-man game there, and running back was good. He found a few creases in there as well. So, you know, it was a great plan by Coach Griddle coming in. And, you know, defensively, they loaded the box on us, and their defensive line gave us some problems. We knew that they would be a tough challenge. So, you know, Marshall's got a good, solid football team, and, you know, they played that way tonight. And there's things we've got to do better to offset that.
We've got some linebackers and defenses back that will strike you, too, though. I mean, Devin Isaac, one that sticks out, but we've got several guys that have made some really aggressive plays.
Yeah, we did. They got some big hits, but, you know, sometimes we try to go in for the big hit. We don't wrap up. They bounce off of those tackles. So just got to do a better job of not letting guys get out of there. But there were some big hits tonight. Got an interception. You know, got some negative plays, which are huge for us. But, you know, like I say, there's times we got to pin deep on third down, can't let them get out, you know. And lucky we bent but didn't break, and defense, you know, stood the challenge, you know, near midfield. So there's some guys over there can run, and, you know, we're still making young team mistakes. Some things that happen, you're just like, well, how did that happen? But, you know, that's youth, and the more they play, the better they're going to play.
On offense, you didn't have a lot to show for it at some times, but the offense did show some life, and they did put together a few good drives. And you got Taylor Tatum over 100 yards, and then, of course, he had the big one that put you up two scores.
Yeah, that was a big play for us. And there were some times early on those backs made something out of nothing, you know. But, you know, we've got to do a better job with what we're doing up front and evaluate what scheme we're trying to run and you know, adjust it and try to give ourselves a better chance. But You know, it, like I say, it's still a work in progress, just a young football team and trying to, you know, get to where we need to be. But this win's big for them. I mean, it's always tough getting your first one. We got ours, and now we need to try to build on it.
John, one thing, you talk about the youth on this team, but, you know, these guys, they got out there and they played hard. And like you said, they're only going to get better this year, and the ones that will still be returning for a year or two or whatever. We were proud of, you know, of their efforts.
Yeah, we're only going to get better. We just got to continue, you know, taking steps forward. We made fewer mistakes tonight. We need to cut those down each and every week, you know. So just continue what we're doing and stay the course. I was proud of the fact we were able to come out here and grind out a win, you know, on a night like tonight. So it only helped us moving forward.
Next week you've got a familiar opponent with a couple of familiar backs that are as good as anybody you're going to see, and you're going over to Tyler again, and that's going to be a tough game.
Going to be a tough challenge, too. Division I running backs, they got a Division I defensive end that moved in this summer, and, you know, they're going to be a difficult matchup for us. You know, they going to be physical. They're going to run the ball. There's no secret to that, and, you know, and defensively, they gave us fits here last year, so we you know, we're gonna have to definitely play better and have some wrinkles that we're gonna need, because it's gonna be a difficult challenge over there and playing Legacy there. And it is a 7 o'clock kickoff. So if you're reading that is correct. It's not 7:30. It is a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Well, that was one of our questions we were supposed to verify. So we appreciate you doing that. So we got it. We can't let you get away, because there is another football game that's pretty big this weekend, and we gotta get your thoughts. And that would be, of course, Georgia Clemson. No, I'm just kidding.
It's the one. I took Georgia in the points.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I'm not going to ask you about the points in the other one, but I know you got to be excited for the A&M Kent State game tomorrow night.
I don't know what you call it. You know, it's definitely an uneasy feeling. You're excited and you're nervous at the same time, but we'll see. Try not to think about it too much. Been trying to work on the Lobos and focus on this football team, but, you know, in the back of your mind, you do know what's happening, and you do know with all the fanfare and all the expectations and, you know, around the Aggie football team this year, you know, they're preseason ranked in the top 10 and expected to be pretty good. And they got a difficult matchup. Kent State's going to be a surprise to some. They got, I think, 9 starters back on offense and 8 on defense, and they got a bunch of Division I transfers. And so we'll see. The Aggies are kind of like us. They're young in the offensive line, and, you know, they got some inexperience in some important spots. So hopefully they perform better than we did.
So are you going to be more nervous tomorrow night? Are you going to – or – how about let's compare tomorrow night to the state championship game?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. That's good. That's good. Well,
I wasn't nervous for the state championship game. I was more emotional than anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't say nervous. I just knew it was an emotional time. But this one, yeah, it's nervous because you don't know what in the world's being called and what they're doing, what the game plan is, and, you know. I had an idea what we're doing in the state championship game. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Well, we appreciate you coming up. Been a long time since we got to talk to you, and it's always good to do that. Yeah. And we will look forward to talking to you tomorrow night. And, you know, all of us will be tuned in tomorrow night watching Haynes play.
Thank you all for having me. Good to have you all back. And, you know, appreciate it. And go Lobos.
We
go get us one next week.
Y'all have a safe trip tomorrow.
Okay.
That's going to do it for us. We appreciate Coach King coming up here, and we will be on the air at 6:30. Aaron, please make sure everybody knows that. 6:30 next Friday night, because it is a 7 o'clock game. The coaches' show will be on at 6:30, and pregame will start at quarter to 7, kickoff at 7 o'clock. We appreciate you being with us. For Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris, this is Mike Richardson saying good night on 106.5 Jack FM.